Leilu Inishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Libracha. We're in Siman Tafrei Shayin Gimel, and we're discussing whether one is allowed to use the low quality oils and wicks to light the Neiros Chanukah. And we said that it's mutter to use the low quality oil and wicks during the week, and even on Shabbos. You're allowed to use the low quality oil and wicks for your Neiros Chanukah on Shabbos. Why? Because it's usher to make personal use of the Neir Chanukah, and therefore we're not concerned you might come to tilt the cup of oil by mistake and cause the fire to burn faster, and cause the oil to burn faster. Oh. But then the Rama adds on something. The Rama says, Im eno nosein b'ner rak kedei shir mitzvaso. It's only mutter to use low quality oils and wicks to light your Neiros Chanukah on Shabbos if you put in the minimal amount of oil. But let's say you put in 3 hours of oil. So now, for the last hour or two, so the mitzvah's over, you're yotzei already. So we learned earlier that once you fulfilled the mitzvah, then technically it's mutter to make personal use of the Neiros Chanukah. So here, that kula is going to be a chumrah for you. Because now, let's say the Neiros Chanukah are lit on Friday night, and you fulfilled the mitzvah. Now, the last hour, you can use them if you want. Wait, but once you can use them, so we saw that we're afraid you might be using it to read or something, and then you might tilt it by mistake. If it's a low-quality oil and wick, it might be flickering, and you'll tilt the cup of oil by mistake. So the Rama says that if you're going to use the low-quality oils and wicks to light the Neiros Chanukah on Shabbos, it's only mutter if you put in the minimal amount of oil. Just enough to be yotzei the mitzvah. Well, then the Shulchan Aruch continues. Because it's usher lishtamesh b'ner Chanukah, bein b'Shabbos, bein b'chol. It's usher to make personal use of the Neir Chanukah during the week and on Shabbos. Why is it usher? So there are two reasons. Number one, it has to be clear, it has to be nikkur, that you're lighting the candles for Pesumei Nisa. And if you start using it for your personal use, then people might think, oh, he lit the candles to light a fire. He lit the candles to use in his house for a light or something. And then it's not Pesumei Nisa anymore, because it's not noticeable that you lit L'shem Mitzvah. So to show that you're lighting only for the sake of the mitzvah, it's also to make personal use. Then the Mishnah quotes the other reason in the Rishonim, the reason of the Ran, that since the Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah established based on the lighting of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, well, it's also to make personal use of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So they pattern the halachos of the Neiros Chanukah after the halachos of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Shulchan Aruch continues, Afil livdok mos olimnosem li'ora aser. Even a minimal use to check the coin. Is it a quarter? Is it a nickel? Even that minimal use is also aser. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, Afilu tashmi shel kedusha kagon lilmod li'ora aser. Even a useful shei mitzvah, like to learn, is aser. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, some are mekil, v'tashmi shel kedusha. Oh, and we're knowing like the first opinion. So, you know, that you can't even use it for the sake of a mitzvah. Now, it's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says it's only aser if you're using it. Let's say you're sitting in the room where the Neiros Chanukah are, and you're happy that they're there. You enjoy looking at them. You enjoy seeing them. That's mutter, because you're not using them for personal use. Aval kosha eno mishamish klum. You're not using it at all. Rishai leishay bebeisu b'shar shi Neir Chanukah dolekes. You can sit in the room if you want. That's not called using it. That's just enjoying the candles that they're there. Oh, so that's the continuation of this halacha. Okay, we'll stop here.
Regarding this halacha, the Shaar Tzion quotes from the Pri Chadash even more. Zilelei chior haner liro shelo yikashol shari. Dulo mechuyev lehatzim einav dulo mekri tashmish. That if you're in the room, you don't have to close your eyes if you're walking through the room. So guideline says like this: may one remain by the lit menorah if there is no other light in the room. So the answer is, although in this situation incidental benefit is inevitable, for example, seeing one's way around the room, one may remain in the room, a person is not required to close his eyes. So incidental benefit. You're walking through the room, and there's light in the room from the Ner Chanukah. You're not focusing on the light. You're not using the light in any sort of active way. You're just walking through, and that's the light that's in the room. So you don't have to close your eyes. And that the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion say is mutter. Okay, we'll stop there.